and cheering.
Okay, we're back once again. A very unusual program today, but, you know, that's fine. And we're going to be talking with Josh Sullivan in just a little while. And he brushes his teeth, and he has to because he's living with 52 friends in 52 weeks.
We're talking to people this morning because we got on the subject. There's this research that says that the secret to a long-lasting marriage is a two-year age gap, four kisses every day, and sex three times a week. So we're talking to all these people who will not kiss their partner, sometimes their spouse of many years, because that person doesn't brush their teeth. You know, even monkeys chew on sticks after every meal. I mean, it's just, I want to cry. I'm so mystified by this. I'm done. What are you thinking?
Let it go. You have to let it go. You know, people are going to do what they want to do. They're not all like you. That's the problem. I mean, part of our problem in life is that we think that other people are going to do things or
that
see
we
things
would do.
The way we see things. And that's where issues come in, because they don't. They see things differently. Oh, by the way, I just went by Storm Center, and there was another cliche in a storm that we missed. When there was a lot of snow and ice, the reporter said, "And don't forget, give yourself extra time and slow down." You know, damn it, I was going to wait till the last minute and just drive like a bat out of hell. That's the one we missed.
Because the ice will give you a little bit extra glide.
Yeah, oh, it will. You'll get there quicker. That's the way I'm looking at it. Big storm across the eastern part of America. If you're living in Florida or you're living in California, Arizona, you're in luck today.
While we're waiting for our guests, let me give you another example of how human beings sadden and mystify me. There's a cafe at a casino in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And they have a burrito that is 2 feet long and weighs 6 pounds. I want you to picture that. My daughter, that was like the size of a newborn.
It'd be like eating her,
A 2-foot-long, 6-pound burrito. Mm-hmm. If you eat it, you get a free roller coaster ride, which is always good after a 6-pound burrito, and a T-shirt that says, "I conquered the bomb." If you don't finish it, you get an extra small pink T-shirt that says, "Weenie."
So it's a lose-lose situation as far as I'm concerned.
Can you imagine a 2-foot-long?
You would do it?
Hold up, show me 2 feet. No, that's not 2 feet. That's 4 inches.
That's 2 feet.
It's about that.
Okay, look at that. All right.
Yeah.
And now 6 pounds.
Wow. That's more than eating a baby. A baby is not that long.
Someone just tuned in. They were talking about eating babies.
They eat babies on the show and they don't brush.
It really is a different show, isn't it?
Oh,
you won't hear this anywhere else.
Nah, that's right. There's PDs out there saying there's a reason why. All right, it's the Bob and Sherry Show.
Stars were shining bright.
But now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So say good morning!
Ah, good morning!
Good morning! Good morning!
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana in the morning. In the morning. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were still going.
Good morning and welcome to the Bob and Sherry Show with Bob.
I'm here. Let the bells ring out and the banners fly. Feast your eyes on me. It's too good to be true, but I'm here.
And Sherry.
Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat? Or are you just enjoying the show?
And now, broadcasting live from the Palatial Bob and Sherry Studios, it's Bob and Sherry.
And joining us right now is Josh Sullivan. And you can talk to him at josh@joshcomics.com. He's a comic book artist. And he decided that he would spend the year being a nomad. And he would travel around the country and stay with a different friend every week for all 52 weeks. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
I'm so impressed you have 52 friends. I don't know that I could find 52 people who would let me in their house. To be
honest, that's what everybody back home was saying. They're like, I don't even know 52 people.
Yeah. I think I know 52 people, but I don't know if I could get a week out of each one of them. How are you doing this?
I can't believe I've suckered this many people into it thus far.
Yeah, well, good for you. So where are you now? In week 9, I see here, huh?
Yep, week 9. I'm in San Dimas, California, and pop culture nerds will know that this is the town.
Bill and Ted!
Yes. So we yesterday we went to San Dimas High School to take pictures, but San Dimas is about 45 minutes east of L.A., and we're going to L.A. today. I'm finally going to get to see L.A. and Hollywood and really be touristy today.
Where are you from?
Florida, right?
Yeah, I started out in my hometown of St. Petersburg, Florida. That was week 1, and I'm already all the way out here.
So tell us in the past, run down where you've, what states and cities you've been in the past 9 weeks.
I've done, all right, so week 9, St. Petersburg, Florida. Week 2, Tallahassee, Florida. Week 3 was Hattiesburg, Mississippi. 4 was Austin, Texas. 5 was Uvalde, Texas. And then there was Santee, California, Pacific Beach, California, Lemon Grove, California, and now San Dimas.
That is so cool. And the people that you've stayed with so far, how close have you been to them over the years? Or are these, in some cases, like friends of your parents or something?
It's really a mix. It's really good friends. It's friends from high school I haven't seen in 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's people I've met at comic conventions. It's friends of friends. It's strangers just coming out of the blue that have heard about this project, offering me a place to stay.
Really?
And both people in Texas, I'm originally from Saginaw, Michigan, both people in Texas were people I knew in high school that I hadn't seen in over 10 years, and they were both from Saginaw, so it was really cool to be around Michigan people while I was experiencing Texas for the first time.
Okay, after 9 weeks, Josh, and this is just between us, of course, what has been the hinkiest sleeping arrangement that you've had to deal with?
That's a good question. A mattress next to a bed of a female? So far, that's the kinkiest.
That's the kinkiest.
But nothing too raunchy as of yet.
And nothing too miserable. You know, you haven't had to sleep on, like, you know, an air mattress and the
next
garage.
To a litter box.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've slept on an air mattress. I've been on couches. I've been on floors. And then in some places, a nice, comfortable bed. So,
but you had to sleep on a floor for a week?
No, well, actually, what happened is in Austin, my friend had overbooked his place to stay, so he already had a friend staying on his couch. So I had to sleep on the floor for a couple of days till that friend left.
So what did you do? You threw down blankets to, you know, buffer.
I just threw down my sleeping bag. I had been on a bus for 2 days and I hadn't slept.
Right. I got it.
So what made you decide you wanted to do this, Josh, to become nomadic?
I'm at that age where you're starting to realize that you better do something before it passes you by.
Mm-hmm.
And all my friends are married or engaged or having kids, and it hit me one day that I didn't have anything holding me back, really. So that became really exciting that I had this huge goal to work towards. So
You are so right. I just cannot imagine going to a woman I'm with, a wife, and saying, now listen, I'm going to be going around the country sleeping in different places with friends for the next year. She's never going
to let. It's a tough sell.
Even
to
a girlfriend
wife.
Is never going to allow you to do that.
No, you were right to jump and do it. And you're creating art as you go and taking pictures and that sort of stuff.
Where are you looking forward to going to as the year unwinds?
Soon I'm looking forward to going to Roslyn, Washington, where they film the show Northern Exposure.
Oh, yeah.
Which is my favorite show ever. Mm-hmm. And I want to stay there for a week so I can act like I was on the show and pretend to be a Northern Exposure person. And after that...
Who are you going to stay with there? Do you know someone there?
I don't know anybody, but I just before you called, I found somebody on couchsurfing.com that lives in Loveland, so I emailed her and hopefully she'll put me up for a week.
Tell me about couchsurfing.com.
Well, that was the first person I've contacted on there. I haven't utilized it yet. There's a few holes I have in my itinerary, but it's basically this huge collective of people all over the world that are willing to let you crash on their couch. And what I tell everybody, the most interesting thing about it I've seen on there is if you ever want to go to Antarctica, there are about 20-something people that'll let you stay there for free on their couch.
No kidding.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting?
Are you coming? Maybe we should. Todd, can Josh come and stay with you? You're very friendly.
I was going to let him stay with me because Todd has kids and, you know, animals
and
a wife
That's
who may
fine.
Not
I'll,
be
I'll
too keen on it.
I mean, you could come stay with me, Josh. I just can't take one more mouth to feed, though. But I think it would be fun to stay with Max.
That's all right. I'll keep everything clean. I'll do dishes and I'll fend for myself.
Oh, I take it back. That might be kind of enough.
Well, finally, somebody's going to be doing some dishes there. Josh, that'd be great. Sure, you come stay with me. That's not a problem.
Well, cool. Thank you.
Isn't that nice of you?
So I think that's awesome. What an adventure, Max. This couchsurfing.com.
Yeah, what an interesting thing.
You know, I would be afraid of, like, you know, perverts and serial killers, Josh. No offense.
Josh, that balcony and porch is a lot bigger than you think off the fourth floor. So,
seriously, like, are you a little apprehensive about just, you know, showing up at some stranger's place and bunking in, not knowing what you're getting into?
I was in the beginning, and I had no idea how it was going to go. And now I'm 2 months into it, and I'm a lot more accepting of people's generosity because there's been so many great people who just out of the blue will give up their life and their home for a week for me, and I can't fathom that.
A week, huh?
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear that? Yeah, it's not overnight. It's 7 days.
All right. Okay, I'll do it. I'm doing it.
I think it'll be
fun. Really decent.
Hey, Josh, are you willing to drive some carpool for some kids after school and maybe take them to a practice or two?
I'll do whatever.
Josh,
this is looking better by the minute.
Josh, I got a guest bedroom that has a bathroom attached. You can come stay with me.
But you got
to shuttle those kids around.
That's right.
You got to help out. It'll be a good experience, Josh.
I'm jobless and homeless, so I'll do whatever.
So have you met any women along the way?
That was the big thing everybody was saying back home, is that I'm going to fall in love on this trip.
Yeah, you will.
So I've definitely seen girls that I'd be interested in. There were I was at the Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center in Uvalde, Texas, this really small town about 100 miles out from the border of Mexico.
Uh-huh.
The most gorgeous girl I've ever seen walked in there, and I just told myself, I'm not leaving. I don't care about this trip anymore. I'm going to go home with her.
And how'd that...
Yeah, how'd it work out?
How'd she like that? Yeah.
We smiled at each other, and she walked out.
Can you imagine this woman would have crushed your dream?
I know. I think it was fate right there that I didn't open my mouth and talk to her.
Yeah, so. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You know, but you have...
I just gave up my trip.
You know what, though? You have this perfect opening to meet a girl like that. You could just stick your hand out and say, I'm Josh Sullivan. I'm here for 1 week. I'm staying with 52 friends, 52 weeks traveling across America, and you have a wonderful town. And what she's going to be so interested in something like that. The idea that you're staying with 52 friends, I think, would be really endearing to a woman.
But what if it's his soulmate and he never gets back on the road again?
If the girl really ends up not liking me, then I'm only there for a week, so she wouldn't have to deal with me too much.
That's a plus, too.
I hope are you taking notes? Are you writing a book about this?
Yeah, what I'm doing is I'm putting out a weekly little self-published magazine that goes along with the trip, and it's got journal entries, it has interviews, it has photos, it has comics. And so when I'm done with each stay, I put out a new issue, and then I have subscribers that are you know, all over the place that are getting them. And then at the end of it, there's going to be all 52 issues, and there's going to be 1,250 pages.
I got to tell you what this is, Josh. I wish I should call it myself, but I'm going to give it to you, okay?
Okay.
This is a movie. It's called 52 Weeks with 52 Friends, and after week 9... The hero of the movie, whoever the actor is, meets Drew Barrymore. And is he going to throw away his life dream and stay with her, or is he going to move on? Well, he moves on, but they get back together again somewhere. Is that not a movie?
Yep.
That would be excellent.
Of course it is, Josh. So write it.
And you'd like to find Drew Barrymore. You would, Josh. You know it.
The other thing besides that people thought I was going to fall in love on the road, a lot of people have the idea that I'm not going to come back home, I'm not going to live in St. Pete anymore, because everybody thinks that I'm going to fall in love, not with a person per se, but with
a place. With a place. Anything could happen. Josh Sullivan.
All right, Josh's website is joshcomics.com. You can follow his travels, and he's an artist. You can see his drawings and his photos. Good luck. And when you come through, you're going to stay with Max or Todd, okay?
All right, awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, bye, Josh.
Take care, Josh. Bye-bye. All right, let's take a break and be right back. That is such a good movie idea. It's 20 minutes after the hour.
Bob and Sherry are coming right back. Good morning. To Bob and Sherry.
Yeah. You know, I'm telling you, that would be a great movie. Todd disagrees because he thinks it's too much like another movie that was out. But 52 Friends in 52 Weeks, where he goes from one person to another, you could have all these adventures along the way. Like he pulls into one town and it's a friend of his mother's, say.
Yeah.
And he's like 28. Like it's Ashton Kutcher, okay? He's the guy. And he pulls in, and it's a really, really, there's no other way to put it, horny cougar, okay?
Cloris Leachman.
Oh, she's not a cougar.
It'd be funnier, though.
Okay. Well, that could be another one. But I'm talking about it's a cougar, and he doesn't know how to handle it, right? So there's one. And then he gets booked into with a gay couple, so that'll have its own, you know, sort of storyline there. And you never know what's going to be coming up next. And then after 9 weeks, he meets the girl that he just absolutely falls in love with. But he must go on. He must go on. And I don't know how it ends yet. But obviously, somehow it ends. And Mandy Moore is the girl, right?
Okay.
Does that not work?
That works. I can see
and
that.
And she's so PO'd that he's gone on. I don't mean that much. You said I'm the girl of your dreams. But you're still going to be going on?
Can you really say that after meeting a person and only knowing them for a week?
It's the movies, of course.
But in real life.
That's how we've all been snowed.
Can you do that in real life? I don't think so.
After a week? I think people do it. I think the answer is yes.
What do you think, Max? I know people do it. Can you really say that, though?
You have to have it. It has to be believable within the framework of the movie. And I wonder if it will be. There's some stuff that happens in real life that you wouldn't believe in a movie, so.
I think you can fall in love in a week. Certainly. I think you can fall in love.
Oh, people do. People fall in love in a day. People fall in love in the course of an evening.
Yeah.
What is that smirk for you?
I'm just thinking of that caller in the chat room. She fell in love in a drunken stupor at a bar.
Look how well that turned out.
I thought he was going to say you could fall in love in the course of a lap dance. So that's what I was thinking.
I mean, he's got that look on his face. Look at him.
I know. I think it'd be a great movie.
I'm not arguing that. I agree.
Well, that's the last movie idea I'll ever come up with. Because I got no backup here at all.
We all agree.
No, he said it was like, what was the movie that you said it was like?
50 First Dates.
50 First Dates?
Drew Barrymore was in it.
Oh, I've already replaced her with Mandy Moore.
And the problem was he was going on a trip and he ended up coming back from the trip because he left.
Yeah, but that one involved amnesia.
Yeah, that's totally different. Different characters. Cloris Leachman. It's going to be great. Bob and Sherry.
Bob and Sherry.
All right, where are we going here? I need direction. Someone give me direction.
We're going to talk to Laura. We're talking about can you fall in love in a week, which is the premise of your movie. And I think the answer is yes. Laura, what do you think?
Oh, the answer is definitely yes.
Oh, you fell in love on the first date?
Most definitely. I was a little older. I was already 27, so I'd already, you know, dated, got out of college, dated the whole nine yards. And,
yeah.
My nephew actually said, you know, I got a guy I want to introduce you to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he pulled up, and when he got out of the truck, it was just like a peaceful feeling. And then I wouldn't let him stay. stay at the house. We went out and got something to eat, and we came back, and I was telling him he needed to go home. And he's like, well, you know, can I come in a minute? Sure. It was 5 o'clock the next morning. We had talked all night, and we had so much in common, and just we just clicked. And that was 13
years
ago.
And there it was.
Yeah, if you could talk all night, I could kind of see that. Did you kiss him, too?
No.
You did not kiss him. You did not kiss him, like, 8 hours talking with him or whatever it was, and you never kissed him once.
Not at all. We just talked all night. As a matter of fact, I didn't even let him kiss me at our wedding. It wasn't a hygiene problem. It was just, I guess, an embarrassment problem. We didn't kiss at our wedding either. I was barefoot. It was winter, but no kiss.
Where did you have a barefoot winter wedding?
In Kentucky, actually, and it was December the 30th.
Outdoors? You got married outdoors?
No, it was indoors. We had to go outside the church to come back in. There was, like, snow on the ground.
Why didn't you have your shoes on?
Yeah, why not have some shoes on?
It was just a thing. I'd always wanted to be married barefoot, and I did.
Yeah, that's
Were you the only person who was barefoot, or was everybody barefoot?
No, only myself.
Huh. And you didn't want to kiss him?
No, I didn't. I just couldn't. It was too embarrassing, even for a wedding. It was just too embarrassing for me. So,
but they always say you may kiss the bride. What did they say?
The pastor just said, and I now present to you, Mr. and Mrs. And that was it. We turned around and the music played.
Did people wonder?
No, no one actually said anything.
But you went through the whole courtship and you never kissed him.
No, not at all. And we met in July. We were married in December.
Because we were talking about this the other day, that you really don't know until you've kissed someone if you are physically compatible.
When did you kiss your husband for the first time?
We were married in December, and it was Valentine's Day. So it was we met in July. So from July to February.
So
you
like,
didn't kiss him,
on the wedding night?
No.
Why?
No.
Yeah, can you hang on a second, Laura?
Sure.
Yeah, because
we're not done with you yet. Today?
I don't know. It's Madhouse Monday, isn't it?
It's
Madhouse Monday on the Bob and Jerry Show, and it's live.
To Bob and Sherry.
Okay, let's tell everybody who wasn't with us a moment ago about our friend Laura.
We're chatting with Laura. No, we're talking to Laura.
We want to finish up with Laura first. That's all right.
We're chatting with Laura, y'all, and she met her husband in July. They were married in December. They never kissed during the courtship. They did not kiss during their wedding ceremony because they were embarrassed by that. And in fact, they didn't share their first kiss until Valentine's Day, couple of months after the wedding. And I guess that's what we're all so surprised about, Laura, is why didn't you kiss your husband on your wedding night?
It just wasn't our marriage is just not, it's based on inner and not outer. I mean, it's not that we're both trolls. It's just, it wasn't something, and I was totally embarrassed to kiss during the ceremony. It was just too embarrassing.
Okay, we're past that.
We're there with that, but it's not really a marriage until the marriage is consummated legally. And I guess just generally, when you consummate a marriage, you would have some sort of a prelude to the actual event, and kissing would be involved. And
that wasn't until Valentine's Day either.
Really?
Why?
Really.
Wow. Tell us why. I mean, everybody has their own pace, but I'm just curious as to why your pace was what it was.
Well, I just knew we were in it for the long haul. I mean, we've been married, you know, going on 13 years. You're going to have a lifetime to do this. So, you know, we just took our time and we got to know each other, you know, more first.
I see. How long did you wait from the time you met him? He got out of that truck. How long before you actually got married?
July to December.
From July to December, right.
That's right, I forgot. July to December.
Right.
And you felt that there's no other way to put it, rather than to have sex so early because you didn't know each other that well, that you would sort of wait on that.
Right.
Did he pressure you at all?
Not at all, no. He's very much a gentleman. He was number 9 out of 10 kids, and he had a very good upbringing, so.
You know, I'm a gentleman too, Laura, but.
Well, you can't put the word but in there. If you're a gentleman, that's a period. You're a gentleman. So.
But you were married.
No, but I mean, we were married, so I'm just speaking, I would probably be a bit more aggressive, I guess.
No, he was very much respectful.
I'm respectful.
You know.
But.
Well, that's just what works for us.
It works for you.
Right?
That's exactly right.
Us.
Yes.
And we've been together. We've been married 13 years. Got 3 wonderful children.
Hey,
so.
Listen. Look at you. So, you've got a successful marriage.
So you all talked about this going in, that you were not prepared to consummate the marriage just yet.
Definitely.
But you weren't.
Well, good for you.
But you weren't willing to wait to postpone the marriage until you were ready.
Right. My mom was in failing health, and we, thought we needed to go ahead in order for her to be in on the special day. And
well, isn't that nice? Good for you. You know, who the hell am I to ask any questions at all? She has this successful marriage, right?
But she called to volunteer the information, so you're allowed to ask
unusual.
The question.
It is unusual.
Yeah, I mean, you know that, Laura. It is unusual.
Right. Right. Oh yes, we're very yes. I mean, all of our friends. You know, it's just the norm. You know.
So you waited until Valentine's Day. Well, that's romantic.
Right. Right. Oh, Dale, he'll never forget.
And did you initiate that?
Oh, that's so cute. That's great.
And did I? Yeah. Well, it was a mutual thing.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Had you discussed it in advance, like, we're going to wait till Valentine's Day?
We sort of talked around it, and it kind of just worked out that way.
Was this the first time for both of you? No. Okay, that's fine. You know,
for him, she says with a red face. Yes,
it was a first time for him.
For him, mm-hmm.
For him, right?
Yeah.
But not a first time for you.
No.
Well, it's 13 years, and you still have a very strong marriage.
Yes, we do.
And you knew as soon as he got out of a truck that this was the guy for you.
As soon as he got out of the truck, and he teases me because it was a new truck,
uh-huh.
And he said that's the only reason, because he had a new truck. So.
Oh, that's not the only reason.
No, it wasn't. It was a nice truck, but that wasn't the only reason. He's one in a million. He's one in a million.
Yeah, he sounds like it. He really does sound like it. It was the first marriage for both of you, though, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's just great. Did you go away for that night on Valentine's Day, someplace special?
The truth is, we never had a honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, my mom was in failing health, uh-huh. And we didn't want to leave. And
yes.
Then
you're a good daughter. You're a good daughter, Laura.
Yeah.
And so
I like to think.
Did you go anywhere at all for Valentine's Day?
We never have. No.
No.
We've never had a honeymoon. We never had a Valentine's Day. We just had 3 kids, so. We just enjoy what we have.
Yeah, terrific. Well, you're a very interesting person. It's been very nice to talk to you.
Thank you, and you as well.
Okay.
I think one of the most unusual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ever. Take care and have something. Does that make me okay?
Normal is whatever's normal for you.
That's right. Yeah.
Before you wander off, don't forget you could register to win for a free trip Friday. We're going to give away a trip to the Napa Valley.
Oh,
maybe you guys could win a honeymoon.
That's right.
At bobandsherry.com. We're going to fly you out there. Private tours, mm-hmm. Minor family vineyards, airfare, hotel, acoustic mm-hmm. concerts with bands. Wouldn't that be nice?
Be fantastic. What an unusual show it here is on Madhouse Monday.
It is.
What do you have next for us,
unusual
Todd?
Show.
You have Vivian? What does
Hi,
she
Vivian.
Want to talk about?
My ex-husband never went to the dentist.
Who never went to the dentist? What? Say that again.
Never went to the dentist.
Who didn't go to the dentist?
My ex-husband.
Never went to the dentist.
No, he would pull his own teeth.
Todd, what are you doing? He would pull his own teeth, Vivian?
Huh?
I say he would pull his own teeth?
Oh, yeah. He would get a pair of pliers and clean them with alcohol, and he and his brother would get together and pull his teeth.
His brother would assist?
Yes, he and his brother would pull his teeth.
Who did the actual pulling, he or his brother?
His brother would do the pulling while my husband sat there and just, like...
Kind of braced himself?
Oh, yeah, braced himself against the wall or whatever.
Would they drink beforehand to kill the pain?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So they don't even know. I don't think they knew what they were really doing.
How'd I know that?
You don't think that they knew what they were really doing?
Because they were too high as a kite to know what they were doing.
How many teeth did he wind up pulling by the time it was all said and done?
Well, after we divorced, I don't know, because I lost count.
Right, but while you were married to him, how many teeth did he get?
About 12.
Holy cow, you don't have but 38 to start with. Whoa!
Tell you what, that was a part-time job for his brother, wasn't it?
Oh, whoa!
But they would get, you know, lit.
Vivian, why did you leave him?
As he used to say, the beatings will continue until morale increases. I was beaten.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Vivian, I am so glad you left.
On me. I didn't walk out on him. He walked out on me, but he would beat me, you know.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, it's over. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, no, you are better off.
I'm
oh, my goodness.
You sound like such a sweet thing, too.
But the day he passed away was on my son's birthday.
Hmm.
And my son passed away almost five years ago.
Wow, Vivian, you've had a hard life.
You've had a very hard life.
I'm fine. You know, God gets me through some of the most unbelievable stuff.
Mm-hmm. Are you living alone now, or what's your life like now, Vivian?
I have a daughter living with me.
Yeah.
And she has health problems.
Oh, boy.
We have a disease called neurofibromatosis.
Uh-huh.
You have to look it up online.
Uh-huh.
And she has it, and I've got it, and my son had it, but I'm fine. You know, I don't let anything get me down.
You know, you don't. You are an inspiration to people. When people complain about, you know, times and all of that, I hope they think about you and everything that you've been through, and you have this wonderful attitude.
You know, I lost my job back in August. I haven't had no job, no money, no nothing. So I start a new job today.
Do you really? What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be doing big daycare.
Good.
Working in a daycare.
What time do you start today?
I start at 10, and I work till 5.
10 to 5. Good.
So it's a new beginning for you.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, I'm happy. I am always... People can't understand with my situation, no money, no nothing, you know, and how I can stay so upbeat and so happy. I say, well, God gets me through the worst of times.
Is that what does it for you? Is it your belief in the Lord?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it didn't, I'd be sitting in a corner somewhere making baskets and and crying.
Oh, you're amazing, Vivian.
Yeah, you are, Vivian. You really are.
I mean, you know, why look at the as the old saying goes, why look at the yuck grapes, you know, the bad grapes, when somewhere on that bush there's going to be some good, ripe, juicy grapes I can get my hands on.
There you go. Mm. Yep.
You know,
inspiring.
But, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Inspiring.
Well, listen.
Well, I am very glad that man is dead, and I only wish that he would have suffered more while he was here.
Well, he suffered.
You know, you could use that drop anywhere, I think, Max.
He died with cancer.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad. Let's end on a up note. She has a new job today.
I'm not sorry that he died at all. He was an abusive bastard. I'm glad he's gone, Vivian.
Okay. One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first wife. He was married 5 times after me.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
5 times and at least 12 teeth pulled out by his brother.
Oh yeah, and then he lost the rest of them to cancer. So.
Well, I can't laugh about that.
He went to visit the devil with no teeth and...
Yeah.
And, I mean, I can laugh about it now.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm happy. I'm a happy person.
You are. You are. Yeah.
I don't let anything get me down. If I did, you know,
mm-hmm.
I would be sitting on the fourth floor at our local hospital weaving baskets. Yeah.
You know what I bet, Vivian? Because, you know, everybody makes their own hell, right? I bet that for him, he met the devil with no teeth, as you said. And the only thing to eat in hell is peanut brittle.
There you go.
And he loved peanut brittle.
How did you know that?
It was just, you know, it just
amazing.
Came to me.
The Sicilian second sight once again.
It came to me. Vivian, you're a hero.
Care.
Good for you.
I love my life. I'm happy. I'm upbeat. If I let anything get me down, I would be on our psychiatric floor weaving baskets.
Weaving baskets, yeah. I'm going to be there once I get off the air here today.
Okay, thanks.
Have a great day today.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Mm, 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 mm,
mm. I'm afraid to take the next call.
I'm terrified to talk to
this
Tony.
This is Tony. They pretty much never had a honeymoon.
Hi, Tony. No honeymoon?
38 years. Right. 38 years.
38 years, March the 25th of this month, of course.
Well, I mean, have you taken any vacations?
We've went to Hilton Head a couple times last year. Well, actually, it wasn't last year, it was the year before last,
mm-hmm,
because my daughter got married last year, My other daughter had twins last year. So.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been married since 1972. And
oh, yeah.
We got married March 25th. We dated 3 months, actually.
Yeah. Why no honeymoon? I mean, a honeymoon could be just a couple of days at the beach, you know?
There you go. And, I mean, life is wonderful itself. And basically how I met my wife, my best friend was actually dating her, and we went out to eat that night and danced, and I kind of took over from there.
Oh, you snaked them, huh?
Go register for our trip on our website. Maybe you'll win a honeymoon.
That's right.
Well, you never know. I've always listened to y'all's...
Thank you.
First-time caller, actually, yeah. but I've always listened.
But I have to ask Tony again, why not just take the woman on a two-day honeymoon? You know, it doesn't have to be a big deal.
Well, that's true. That's
she would love that. Wouldn't she love that? Surprise her with
it. Yeah.
She'd love that.
It's a great idea. Listen to the man. Seriously, Tony. I mean, you have a woman who's loved you for 38 years. She brushes her teeth and showers. You know, that's not common, we're learning.
That's right, yeah.
Hey, and she wears clean clothes, right?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You have something going on this weekend? Why don't you book it this weekend?
Well, you know, it would be wonderful, but I've got a golf tournament this weekend.
Oh, well, forget that.
Never mind.
I'm with you, brother. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, okay.
Priorities have to come.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. Okay. All right, well, take care. Tony, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
I thought, you know, it was because of all the snow on the East Coast, it was going to be kind of a slow day here. You know, kind of a mellow day.
Yeah.
Maybe we do some happy feel-good stuff.
I feel like I'm in a fun house.
A house of horrors.
I hated to tip what happened in that. But see, what Todd sees on his screen and what we see on our screen, it said, married 38 years and never had ho. So I wanted to clarify what was going on with that. That it didn't have anything that was honeymoon.
Yeah, I understand it was honeymoon, yeah. Why wouldn't you take her, though? I mean, maybe the next weekend. He's got the golf tournament this weekend.
Instead of making excuses, make an effort.
I mean, after 38 years, would she not be thrilled?
That's my Dr. Philism for the day. Don't make excuses, make an effort. And brush them if you got them. If you want to keep them.
Yep, there it is. We learned
a lot. Our website is bobandsheri.com. We're going to give away another free trip on Friday to the Napa Valley. If you'd already entered... For the previous trips, you have to enter again because we flush it out every time to make it fair. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Can I let a radio legend who's died sign off for us today?
Yes, let's do it. Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-615-9002. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-615-9002. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-615-9002 or go to LifeLock.com.
It's Bob and Sherry. Good morning.